Hey everybody, my name is Sergey Baydachny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to record one more video related to my training about Internet of Things via microcontrollers. And today we are going to discuss how to upload Arduino bootloader to Atmel chip, in our case Atmega328P. Last time we discussed how to use USB ISP programmer in order to upload bootloader, and after that you can use USB to serial connector in order to program your chip. But today we are going to discuss how to use another Arduino board in order to program our Atmel chip. So imagine if you have several chips without any bootloader there, but you want to use Arduino IDE and you want to use Arduino framework in order to create and upload your software. So of course the best way to upload bootloader, probably find a friend with Arduino board and use this board in order to upload bootloader, and after that you can use just a breadboard, a couple capacitors, a crystal and several wires in order to program your chip using USB to serial adapter. So today I have my Arduino sketch and I have Arduino Uno board. And last time we used SPI protocol in order to upload bootloader. In this case we are going to use the same. We are going to use SPI protocol, and of course Arduino Uno board supports SPI. So all what we have to do is just understand which pins we have to use on our Arduino Uno board and which pins we have to use on our Atmel chip in order to connect my microcontroller to Arduino board using SPI protocol. So last time I already showed that if you want to use SPI, you have to use several pins like SCK, MISO, MISO, MOSI, MOSI pins. So these three pins allows you to upload software using SPI protocol, and we have to use on our Arduino chip VCC, so voltage and ground pins. So pins number 19, 18, 17, and 7 and 8. But we have to understand which pins we have to use on Arduino board. So I just use Bing in order to find SPI on Arduino Uno, and I have several images there. We can open any of this image. And you can see that pins number 13, 12, and 11 are responsible for SPI on Arduino Uno board. So I have to connect a 5-volt pin to VCC on my microcontroller. I have to connect ground to ground on my microcontroller. I have to connect MISO, MISO, to MISO on my microcontroller. I have to connect MOSI and SCK from the board to my microcontroller as well. So let's do it. I'm going to use several wires, of course, and let's connect ground to the ground pin. Let's connect 5 volts, this one, to the voltage pin, and let's connect SPI on my Arduino, so 13, 12, and 11, to the same pins on my microcontrollers. So pin number 11, it's MOSI, should be connected to pin number 17. 1, 2, 3, 17. Pin number 12, it's MISO, should be connected to pin number 18. And pin number 13 should be connected to pin number 19. So that's all. And now I can connect my Raspberry, My Arduino Uno board, of course, to USB, and I can open Arduino IDE. So I have to open tools and make sure that I have Arduino Uno board and I have the right port selected. And I have to select programmer. Last time we used USB ASP programmer, but this time we are going to use Arduino SISP. So what does it mean for us? It means that we are going to upload a special software to our Arduino Uno board, and we are going to use this software in order to program our microcontroller. But there is a problem. Arduino IDE will not upload all needed software by default. So in order to convert our Arduino board to the programmer, we have to burn Arduino ISP software to our Arduino Uno board. So I have to select examples, Arduino ISP, and let's upload all needed software to my Arduino Uno board. So done. And right now my Arduino Uno has all needed software in order to upload bootloader using SPI. So I can use tools, burn bootloader. Let's click this button. Something happened and looks like I know what happened. I forgot about reset pin. But pay special attention that we have to use pin number 10 on our Arduino Uno board in order to connect our Arduino Uno board to the reset pin on our microcontroller. On our microcontroller, our reset pin as usual is pin number 1. So I have connected pin number 10 to pin number 1, and let's click bootloader once again. So looks like everything works fine, and I already have my microcontroller with Arduino bootloader. That's all.